This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan has become a mass movement driven by public participation. Mr. Modi said this while sharing an article of Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, B.L. Verma, on the importance of building a drug-free India. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called upon every citizen to join the mission of building a drug-free India and a Viksit Bharat. In his article, Mr. Verma said that the government considers drug abuse a critical issue linked to the future of India's youth and the progress of the nation. The minister called upon every citizen of the country, especially the youth, to become a part of this national campaign against drug abuse. Home Minister Amit Shah has called for a united war against drugs, saying the drug menace threatens national security, social stability, economic interests and the future of youth and the country. He urged spiritual leaders, youth and mothers to come together on a single platform to win this war. Mr. Shah made these remarks while addressing the 10th apex level meeting of the Narco Coordination Center in New Delhi.
Today, our country stands at a critical juncture in its fight against narcotics. The next 3 years will determine whether drugs prevail over us or we prevail over drugs. My humble appeal to all of you is that for the future of our nation over the next 100 years, this is a battle we must win. Win with the determination and win through our collective efforts.
The UP police has arrested 8 people named in the first FIR filed in the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Teerth Kshetra donation case. The FIR was filed following recommendations made by the Special Investigation Team, or SIT, constituted on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The case came to light after allegations of theft involving offerings and donations received by the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Teerth Kshetra Trust emerged. India, along with 34 nations, has signed a US-led initiative to build trusted and resilient supply chains to power artificial intelligence, AI technologies, at the second PAC Silica Summit in Washington yesterday. Speaking to media, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Affairs Jacob Hellberg said the United States is excited to deepen its partnership with India, describing the bilateral relationship as one of the most consequential of the 21st century. Union Education Power Dharmendra Pradhan today met Bhutan's Education Minister Yizang Dithapa. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said that the discussions focused on training of teachers, skilling and employability, digital education and AI, sustainable tourism, traditional medicine and holistic well-being. The minister said there is immense potential for both the countries to collaborate on larger platforms of learning, innovation and capacity building. The Ashura-e-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in various parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Hazrat Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the sacrifices made by Hazrat Imam Hussein. He said that Hazrat Imam Hussein continues to inspire many people to remain steadfast in the pursuit of truth and justice. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today announced Operation Amistad, under which 2 Indian Air Force MCC C-17s took off today for Venezuela with urgent assistance to support post-earthquake relief efforts. Amistad means friendship in Spanish. In a social media post, the minister said the assistance contains an Indian Army field hospital unit and over 35 tons of relief supplies, medicines, medical equipment, including 2 Bhishma cubes. He stated that India is committed to supporting the government and people of Venezuela in this difficult time. Indian shooters topped the medals tally the ISSF Junior World Championship in Germany with 7 gold, finishing the campaign in style through outstanding performances in the pistol and rifle events. India finished with 24 medals, 7 gold, 8 silver and 9 bronze to top the standings, ahead of the individual neutral athletes who claimed 14 medals, including 6 gold, while Italy finished 3rd with 10 medals, also featuring 6 gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.